7 p.m. Here's the headlines.
Good evening. Here are your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. I'm John Baker. Prime Minister Luke Frieden has nominated his fellow Christian Social People Party's colleague and CSV faction president Mark Spouts as the next Labour minister following the resignation of Georges Michaud this afternoon. In his first remarks following the nomination, Spouts described the role of faction president as a wonderful job, while acknowledging that the new position is a new challenge. But he added, "I await the deliberations made by the different party committees and whether they support the Prime Minister proposal." Police are seeking assistance in locating a missing teenager. Rihanna Nella Pettinato, who is 15, was last seen at 9:30 p.m. on Thursday, the 4th of December. She stands between 1.6 and 1.7 metres tall with a slim build, long curly brown hair, potentially tied up in a bun, and dark brown eyes. At the time of her disappearance, she was wearing a black jacket and black Nike trainers. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is encouraged to contact Wiltz Police on 244 891 1000 or via email on police.arden@police.etat.lu. As part of the national plan against poverty, Family Minister Max Hahn has announced several new support measures during a session of the parliamentary committee. Low-income families with children will receive additional financial aid from 2027. This includes €300 per year for each child aged 4 to 5, €1,000 for children aged 6 to 11, and €3,000 for those aged 12 to 25. For each additional elderly household member, an extra €1,200 will be granted. In international news, speaking with AFP News, the mother of Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said she hopes her daughter, who lives in hiding, will be able to collect her Nobel Peace Prize in person in Oslo this week. Machado was awarded the Nobel on October the 10th for her efforts to challenge the iron-fisted rule of Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela's president since 2013. 13 inmates on Sunday died in a prison in Ecuador that has seen 44 killed in violence in the past month. The state prison authority said in a statement that the bodies were found by a police after the detonation of an explosive device outside the prison, and according to local media reports, the deaths were the result of asphyxiation. And sports now. Lando Norris yesterday claimed his maiden Formula One World Drivers title in Abu Dhabi, ending Max Verstappen's four-year reign. The Briton finished third in the season, closer behind race winner Verstappen and the other title challenger, McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri, to claim the crown by 2 points. And finally, Mohamed Salah has been dropped from Liverpool's squad for their Champions League tie at Inter Milan after the Egypt star's extraordinary criticism of his treatment by boss Arne Slot. Salah was not included in the squad announced by Liverpool today, despite being seen smiling when he trained with the first team earlier in the day. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Weather-wise, it's still been pretty grim out there all day, and unfortunately it's going to remain like this for the next few days at least. It's grey and overcast, and currently a very mild temperature of 12 degrees.